in HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo. You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music is
the people's station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
You've done, but we also know what you're going to do. If anybody has faith, can you let your faith rise up and pray?
need and tell him God's getting ready to do more for you. Come on, don't play with it. Tell somebody God's getting ready to do more for you. I don't know what you need God to do tonight, but I serve a God that is able. If you're sick, he's getting ready to heal. If you need deliverance, he's getting ready to. I need somebody to believe God. I need only the believers right here. I said I need only believers right here. Yeah! Hey, more than that. More than that. God's getting ready. Nothing missing, nothing broken, but complete wholeness. You ought to see yourself like God sees you. More, more, more.
Way to start off on a Sunday morning. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. Sound good to me. 15 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And welcome all of you on a wonderful Sunday, the first Sunday of November. And not only the first Sunday of November, many of you turned your clock back 1 hour. And those of you have not, we are setting our clock back an hour. So you get an extra hour today, huh? Not only the first Sunday, but an extra hour. And many of you will be observing today, the first Sunday of the month for communion service. And those of you know, a little later at 10 o'clock a.m. this morning will be Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina, coming forth with the Word of God live and communion service as well. So those of you, if you don't have all your elements, go ahead and get them, and he's going to consecrate them as he come forth with communion service on today as well. We want to thank you so much, all of you. We love you and appreciate all of your kind words and your comments that you share. And those of you, if you like to share a comment, go to our website, nfiradio.com, and look in the left column. Once you go to the website, you'll see comment, and leave a comment there. And we certainly will appreciate your comments and kind words. And If you don't do anything, but leave a comment to the pastors that come forth, leave them a message to let them know that you're enjoying the Word of God as they come forth. We are your number one coordinated contemporary Christian station in the world, and you can lock in right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music on this wonderful Sunday, November the 5th, 2023. Very pleasant, good Sunday morning.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the way, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces.
Sometimes it's hard to keep smiling. So many just wait and you will see. God can do anything. Yeah, yeah. Say yes, he can.
Yes, he can.
I know he can.
Yes, he can.
Ooh, yes, he can.
Yes, he can.
No matter what you call it, yeah.
my, we are going a little higher and higher, huh? 8:33 a.m. in the capital city here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, those of you just locking in, very pleasant, good Sunday morning. It's November the 5th, 2023, the first Sunday of November. And those of you, if you are getting up and you didn't turn your clock back 1 hour, turn your clock back an hour. We get that extra hour in on today. All right. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. We'll be right back with more of the very best in gospel music right here from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Come on, give the Lord a great big round of applause. Come on, act like y'all excited. Would you do that? Do me a favor. Everybody all over the building, look to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, say Merry Christmas. A little bit louder. Say, neighbor, say Merry Christmas. Here we go. Here we go. Clap your hands.
Many years ago, in a faraway land, in a little bitty town called Bethlehem, a child was born on a bed of 'cause there was nowhere for him to stay. In that lowly manger lies the baby boy that will bring us comfort and joy. So we sing, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Jesus
Christ was born.
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, glory. Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on to finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
Selma is now. For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the league of justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, glory. Oh,
glory.
God is what I like about the Lord. He's the only man I know that may not come when you want him, but when you need him most, he'll be on time. Talking about my God, I'm talking about my God. I said, I got one question that I want to ask you. I need you to tell me the truth. I want to know, ain't the Lord all right? 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 Have he been good to you? Have he been good to you? Won't God make the way? Won't God make the way? What I'm getting ready to do, I'm gonna call every day of the week. When I call your day, that you got the victory. You ought to get up on your feet. Email, text somebody. Say, that's my day. I said, I got the victory. I said, somebody got it on Monday. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Tuesday. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Wednesday. Somebody got it on Thursday. Do you know your day? Do you know your day? Somebody got it on Friday. Somebody got it on Saturday. Sunday. Sunday. Early on Sunday morning, but the Lord laid his hands on me. He touched me on the crown of my head. It ran all the way down to the soles of my feet. My feet got light. My feet got light. My feet got light. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. I need somebody out there. I need somebody. Not you today. Think back over your life. Think about the things the Lord did, that the Lord did for you. All you got to say is alright. All you got to say is alright. I'm gonna name some things. He put a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on your table. I'm gonna ask you again. Ain't the Lord alright? Ain't the Lord alright? Never know who got all power. Help me say Jesus. Help me call him. Help me call him. There's power, healing, deliverance in the name. Deliverance in the name. Victory bring. Hold it. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. It's the truth. Sweetest name, it's the sweetest name. He kept talking about Jesus. Bishop told us, he's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. He's a healer, he's a healer. The reason I know my auntie came down with the COVID-19 virus. No time to get on the phone, no time to get on Facebook. I went down on my knees. I call him. Jesus. Guess what, y'all? God healed us. I said, thank you. Right now. If you know it, give him your best praise out there.
You know, in revival, ooh, Lordy, you know you would get drunk right about here. And somebody would just hit fire. Oh, mothers, they would say, you better call a baby. Anybody remember when you first got saved back in the day? They would say, call him by name. Somebody say, Jesus. Come on, say, Jesus. Listen, them country called make me act like hillbillies. I don't know what they do. I just feel like
10 minutes before the top of the hour, you know, of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this wonderful Sunday as we give God all the praise. Come on, help me lift him up.
Y'all know that type of dance, y'all. See, y'all like that new stuff. Y'all like that new stuff. But I come up on this stuff.
Says that God is a man that he cannot lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. That means that he cannot and absolutely, somebody say absolutely, will not change. Can I tell y'all tonight? God is God and he won't
change.
All right. I tell you that God is God.
God, and he don't change.
Do you believe that?
Oh, God. God.
I know He is.
God.
I'm so glad.
That's ever been in trouble tonight, you would be able to say,
God is a lawyer and He won't.
Real, you don't know nothing about
you.
You know something about that too.
I know that God is a lawyer.
I know
He won't.
A little sick, but tell me what God heals to you.
He's a doctor, and He don't
change.
I got some weakness out there.
Is my provider, and He won't.
I ain't got no witnesses out there.
Yeah, you got witnesses right there.
saving the move of God. Release and faith for a move of God in this place. Anybody else, sing it with me.
I'm expecting the move of God.
Anticipating.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing
the beat in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Welcome back. Welcome back on this wonderful Sunday, November the 5th, 2023. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and we've got more music coming your way right here all day today. And those of you, if you love quartet, and contemporary gospel music, then you've got the right station. You made the right choice right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And you can join us Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com. And you can also jump in with us on our Facebook page. That's NFI, that's THERLINKEARNEY. That's NFI, THERLINKEARNEY. And you can jump in there and see all of the awesome men and women of God, their schedule. You'll see photos of various recording artists and more. All that's there on our Facebook page. And you can also jump in on our website and see information as well. We do have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia. And those of you love contemporary gospel music as well as quartet, we play some of the great, the old, and the new right there out of DeKalb, Georgia. And you can jump in on us on Channel 25 out of DeKalb, Georgia. And if you're not in Georgia, you can live stream us at DEKALB25.com. For the very best in gospel videos around the world, the old and new, and it's all right there for you. And guess what? You'll have an opportunity to see me, the Anointed One, also on the broadcast. All right. Well, look, let's get back with more music. I've got a brand new one for you, and I know you will be blessed by this group here. They are entitled Half a Mile. Brand new music right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
When I look back over my life and all the crazy stuff that I've been through, and I know that my decision making is not what he wanted me to do, but he knew, yes, he knew, that if he didn't go to the cross, my poor soul. And me, yeah, paid it all. Thank you, Jesus. It seems when I do good, it seems when I do good, sin is always, always near. Try to fight it, yeah, but I struggle. Now it all seems so clear.
I
faithful is good.
Can't give a prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Faith in tools. The doctor's faith. He did it for me.
Did it for me.
So glad.
Said I'm so glad.
He paid it all. Oh, he did.
Hung his head on the cross.
Jesus did it for me.
He did it.
He had me in mind.
Oh,
so glad.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all.
Did
I feel
it.
Him I own.
I feel him I own.
I got a feeling, and not only I have a feeling, I am assured that everything going to be all right. And if you have the faith this morning, 15 minutes after 9 a.m. this morning, if you have the faith that you got a feeling that everything going to be all right, then your spirit is letting you know it's absolutely going to work out for your good. You just have to be patient, you know. You have to have the patience to wait on him, huh? Because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And regardless of all that's going on, and you see these wars that are rising up, wars, rumors of wars, and not only in the natural, but there's rumors of wars that's going on in the spirit realm. Fighting among each other between good and evil. And those of you know that if you are in lightness and those that are in darkness, they too cannot communicate together because they don't understand each other. You're walking a different pathway. And if they're walking in darkness, they're not able to see the light. But we can bind, decree, and declare by the word of God that when we speak out of our mouth life, that it shall manifest in the midst of the people around you. And they may not understand what you have on the inside of you, the inward man, that spirit of God that dwells in you. And he said, I shall be like a river planted by the rivers of living waters. Now, you don't know the depth and weight of that word. Living waters. Think about it. Living waters. Living waters. And when you think of the goodness of Jesus and you have a feeling that everything's going to be all right, in regardless of maybe you may not be feeling the best today, but that's just a delusion. And the enemy wants you to think all these negative thoughts that you're not the head, but you are the head. Because you got to speak in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you now, Satan, that you will not speak those things into my mind to make me think a lie rather than the truth, because I believe God. And when you say I believe God through Jesus Christ, the enemy gets mad. He don't want you to mention Jesus' name because he know there's power in the name of Jesus. I said there's power. In the name of Jesus, I feel that. Oh, my goodness. Those of you, thank you so much for catching the wave. We got more music coming your way right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Here's brand new music right here from the Faith City Singers, along with the guest of Kiara Shears. To God be the glory.
Can I welcome you in? You're the host, I am the guest. How can I tell you to move when you're already working here in this room? How could the clay say to the potter, why did you make me this way? And how could time stay to eternity? Get on my schedule, 'cause you're running late. You are holy, holy. Spoken over me. Hey. Tell me, why would I beg for a blessing
when you already told me to believe. Oh, and I don't want to cry for your favor when it's already something given to me. Oh, I'm done with all of my complaining, 'cause all of my worries I've given to thee.
pray, Jesus, please deliver me in your holy name. Broken chains on the ground. Him all the praise. Broken chains on the ground, free at last, now I'm glory bound. I'm no longer shackled to the misery and shame. Everywhere I look, there's broken chains.
Oh, my. I can't help but saying it. Broken chains, huh? And those guys, can they play? Oh, my goodness. Those brothers are eating those instruments up. Sounding good right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, some of you may want to know who that group is, right? That's the sounds of Mid-South. Mid-South. And those of you want to pull it up and check out their CD. Awesome CD. And those of you don't think I get into various artists, right? Oh, my. Yeah, I can pull out some more music just like that would blow your mind. We have it right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We want to welcome you and thank you so much for joining us on a wonderful Sunday. It's November the 5th, 2023. And someone called in a little while ago, some of you heard me play a Christmas song, and that was led by Daryl Lester, the former lead singer with many of you know out of Durham, North Carolina, JoJo Wallace. Many of you know the Sensational Nightingales, right? Well, Brother Daryl Lester is general manager of many of you know Malico Records, so he's doing an awesome work there, and we want to salute him and commend him, a very good friend of mine. And I spoke with Daryl a little while back, and we talked for a few minutes. But he's a humble brother, and I appreciate his cooperation and working with us here from the NFI studios. And we're going to continually go forward in touching and working together. And many of you know it's very difficult. Everybody say they are servant of the Lord. And many times we run into people, if they're not going to get anything out of it, then they don't want to be a part of it. But it's not about me. It's not about them. It's all about Jesus. And that's one of the things here from the NFI Studios Radio Gospel Network. We are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that's to win souls for the glory of God. And, you know, I get joy when a person comes to Christ and give their life to Christ. And you know, when you go back and you sow a seed and you see that crop come up, whatever you're sowing, whether the plant or you're sowing in a garden and you're seeing those vegetables or fruits come up in the garden. And when you see it come up, it put a smile on your face because you knew where it started and now you're seeing where it has come up to be. And that's what it's all about here from the NFI Studios. We want to thank you again. Coming up top of the hour, Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. I'll be right back with more great gospel music. Yours truly, the Anointed One, right after this.
In HD2, call in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise them. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
Y'all enjoying yourself tonight? Y'all enjoying yourself tonight? I got something y'all know, but we just flipped it a little bit. I think you're going to enjoy this one.
it's not done with me. There's so much I feel faith rising. Come on.
I ain't gonna lie, I miss y'all.
Man, we miss you too, boy. Man, look, check this out. Just the other day, Daddy was just talking about we need a brand new song. You remember that, Daddy?
Yeah, the other day I listened to the song. That first time, I think it's a beautiful song. And thank God he sent that song to Randy. And Randy brought it to us.
Right. So I think we want to, y'all want to try it?
I do.
Yeah, what was the name of that song, though?
You're talking about Every Now and Then?
Yeah, every now and then.
That boy is sticky now. You sure you want to go
very
with that one?
Very much sticky.
Yeah, let's try it.
Let's do that one.
Very
sticky. Let's do it. Okay.
Every now and then, sing.
Every now and then.
I feel
your spirit moving. Every now and then.
Every now and then,
I feel your spirit.
Turn your radio. Turn your radio. Now, I wonder, can you feel it move? Can you feel it move? Listen, every now and then,
every now and then.
brand new music from Spencer Taylor, the Highway QC. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, coming up, Pastor Cecil Wilson. Here's brand new music from Deborah Whining. That's right, Deborah Whining. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt.
This morning.
How many need the Lord? Come on, don't fool me. How many really need the Lord? Well, if you know you need the Lord, then stop lying and see about you. Lift up those sanctified hands down in your valley place. And with everything inside of you, I want you to scream out, Jesus, stop by and see about me.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come see about me. Come see about me. I know I'm not worthy, but I'm asking you right now. Stop by and be my
knee. Now come on, with uplifted hands, say, I need you, Lord.
Come see about me.
Lord, come see about me.
I'm asking you right now.
Stop by.
Stop by.
To pull you down,
Brother James,
pray.
In your home, you know what? He'll try to put stumbling blocks all in your way, but you got to keep praying. Anybody know prayer change things? Is it anybody know prayer will change things? Anybody know prayer will change things? Let y'all sing. Praying.
Praying the devil away.
Somebody know prayer change things. I'm going to let you tell them again, Glenn.
Praying the devil away.
Look at him trying to hold you down. Look at him trying to hold you down now. You know what? He told some of y'all that you're sick. You got cancer. You got diabetes. You can't have sex no more. You can't shout no more. Oh, but the devil is alive. I'm a witness that he'll heal you from cancer. I've got a witness here that know he'll heal you. He'll heal you from diabetes. Won't he do it? But what you got to do?
Two minutes after 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pray the devil away. Very pleasant, good Sunday morning. It's right at 3 minutes after the hour, and standing by, ready to come forward this Sunday morning. It's November the 5th, 2023, and we are so honored and so excited about this man of God. God is using to come forth over the airways, reaching many people around the world, and they are truly being blessed, and we're being blessed here at this NFI Studios, and I know you're being blessed at home as well. And you know, when you begin to pray, prayer changes things, and we know that the enemy don't lack, but you have a weapon. You have one of the most powerful weapons on earth, and I'm not talking about carrying an ammunition, but prayer is an ammunition. Prayer is the key to unlock every door that the enemy tried to set a trap on you. But by you praying, God was able to move it out of the way and tear down that stronghold. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's welcome back this man of God. We are so fulfilled and so joyous to have with us. Welcome back, Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. God bless you. Welcome back, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning to all of the True Community Church family. And yes, that includes you. I'm Pastor Wilson, and I would like to say welcome to our broadcast. Well, today we're going to Matthew, the 21st chapter, and we will be reading at the 9th verse. Matthew 21 and 9 over in the New Testament. We will have communion today immediately following the morning message. So go ahead and get your sacraments and your elements together for your bread and your juice. And we will consecrate it when we begin the communion service. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we come now in the name of your Son, Jesus. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. We thank you for what you're about to do. And yes, in all things we give thanks unto you, O Lord, the Most High. You are merciful, God. And we thank you for forgiving us of our sins and creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Someone right now need a word from the Lord. Somebody need to be encouraged. Somebody need to be lifted up. Somebody need to be set free. And the word of the living God, hallelujah, with the living word, We'll encourage them. We'll lift them up. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We invite your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The touch. Hallelujah. Deliver. Hallelujah. Lead and guide. Have thine way, O Lord, in this service. Someone right now need a touch. Someone is down and out. Someone is on a bed of affliction. Rise right now. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Have faith. You can do it. Put your foot on the floor right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew, the 21st chapter and the 9th verse. And it reads, "And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Notice it says, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I want to use for a subject this morning, we come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Jesus went to the cross because of sin. Because Adam sinned and man lost his place with God. And God sent his only begotten Son to come down and redeem mankind and put the human race back in good standing by first forgiving man so that he could save man. Somebody tell God thank you. And not only did Jesus come this far by faith, but man will have to continue on by the same faith. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. Jesus was declaring himself as King of Israel, declaring glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Jesus came down through 42 generations, from Abraham through Jesse, through David, all the way to Joseph, and he was born of a virgin in a manger. And he came down through trials and tribulations, danger seen and unseen, coming this far by faith. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. And now faith is, it says faith is, now faith is the assurance of what we hope for and certainly of what we do not see. So without faith, the Bible said it's going to be impossible to please God. And so we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, we need to have faith in God. And faith is not measured by what we say. It's measured by what we do, because faith is an action. We have to receive faith. We got to act on faith. We got to believe faith. We have to do faith, because faith without works is dead. The Bible says, now faith. Now faith, right now, you got to believe right now, and not just believe that God is able, yes, he is, but believe that God will do it for you right now. Right now, expect it right now. When you ask someone to pray for you and to pray with you, you need to be acting on faith along with the intercessor who is praying on your behalf. Because once your faith meet up with the intercessor's faith, now the two of you are touching and agreeing in the spirit. That's right. God said if you come together, two of you come together in his name, he will come and be in the midst. Somebody said, save me. And Jews and Gentiles were together, working on one accord. One side of the street shouted, save us. And the other side would shout back, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. On one side of the street, save us. The other side, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. So Jesus made his entrance to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And watch this now, to break free from bondage of sin, to break and back and the break and tear down demonic torment, to break oppression, to expel spirits that cause sickness and disease, and to receive deliverance from destructive words, from generational curses that's been spoken on you, and ungodly soul ties. He came to break all of that. Hallelujah, so that you will be made free. Hallelujah. And somebody ought to receive their deliverance right now. That's right. Right now, Jesus have already done all of it, and you have already been made free. Deliverance was and is a vital part of the ministry of Jesus. Jesus came this far by faith. Faith in his Father. Jesus came here with a purpose and on an assignment. See, too many people are not living in their assignment. They're just exchanging hours for dollars. Did you hear me? People are just out there hustling and bustling, exchanging hours for dollars, but not getting anywhere. Going around in a circle just like the children of Israel for 40 years, just going around and around and around, repeating the same thing, looking at the same thing in a different view all over and over again, not making any step further, but just going around. They think because they're constantly moving that they're going forward, but they're going in a circle. Somebody had a song said, "Will we go around in circles?" And the people are just not living on their assignment. And so they are just too busy trying to make sure they always look good, always feel good. And we should. But we have been concentrating so much on keeping our physical body looking good and feeling good, and oftentimes neglecting our very own soul to be good. Watch out now. Someone will ask another, you know, to meet you on the street or see you somewhere. They say, "How are you doing today?" And you'll reply back, somebody reply back, "Oh, I feel good." Guess what? They didn't really ask them how they feel. They asked them, "How are you doing? How is your soul salvation?" Someone may ask, "How is your faith in God?" So we ought to hold on to what God's word says and not what we feel. You know, I'm reminded of a story. There's a story of a father who led his four-year-old son down a crowded street, and he takes him by the hand, and he says to the little boy, he said, "Hold on to me." Notice the father doesn't say, "Try to memorize a map of this town and streets, little son," nor did the father say to the son, "Take your chances dodging the traffic." Doesn't tell the little boys, "Well, let's see if you can find your way back home on your own." But the good father, somebody say the good father, but the good father gives the child only one responsibility: hold on to my hand. Hallelujah. And God does the same thing with us today. Hold on and walk this way by faith. Hold on to my unchanging hand. See, the heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son, Jesus. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. But the hands of God is the church or the believer. That's right. Did you hear me? The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son, Jesus. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. But the hands of God is you and I. And so as you hold on to God's unchanging hand, you ought to build your hope on things eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. In other words, walk by faith and not by sight. Now, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. And the old folks said, "He's never failed me yet." Somebody said, "Jesus is alive and well." And so as we look at our scripture, hallelujah, Jesus was a mock man. He didn't fear man because he had his faith in God. Fear and faith cannot occupy the same space. One will give in to the other. And so you want to make sure that faith keeps the light turned on. Jesus did not give in to fear because he come this far by faith. And although opposition to God was on every hand then. Just like we see opposition on every hand and sin is all around us today. War, hatred, fighting, competition. People are competing over nothing. People are jealous over each other. So much political strife is going on. I don't know what in the world, but look like history is repeating itself. But I'm reminded of the psalmist. He said, don't fret because of evildoers, and be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. And for they soon shall be cut down like the grass, and they're going to wither away. Trust, somebody underline trust. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it for you to pass. See, God the Father, his Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit saw all the sin that was striking their human family. But they could not intervene until God the Father himself determines the time has come. And so it was. The Father declared that the time was nigh. And God turned a problem into an opportunity. See, what the devil meant for bad, God will turn it around for his good and for our good. Somebody tell God, thank you. And see, we see here an opportunity. God sees it as an opportunity to introduce his son as the Messiah, the King of the Jews, the Savior of the world. And this Savior came to save us, and that we may have life more abundantly, and not to harm us, that we be in good health and do prosper. Be the head and not the tail. Be dominion over this here earth, and use our God-given authority over everything as the ambassador for God and as joint heirs to Jesus himself. And so stop worrying about things that Jesus has already finished on the cross, and see if life's journey is getting you down. And yes, it will sometime because of our human flesh and our human feelings. But right now, I want to commend you to look up and see the salvation of the Lord. And see, our part, whatever it is that have you down, whatever it is, our part is to believe what God's word says. And God says that we can have it. And if God says we can have it, his word says we can have it, then we can receive it. Then we need to take it and by faith. God's word says it, then you may ask, well, how is he going to do it? That's not for us to worry about it. That's right. That is what we need to do is do our part, and that is to believe in faith and act on the faith. And God will do the rest. So victory is not for the enemy to leave us alone. The victory is not being affected by the enemy, although he is present. Stop entertaining the devil. That's right. Stop entertaining the devil. You're entertaining the devil. You're conversing with him too much. Carrying on conversations with him. You're giving him too much time of the day. You're giving him too much of your mind and your time and conversation. You need to stop entertaining him. Consider Jesus. Some people just won't consider God. For whatever they're facing, they look to everything except God. Will not consider God's word. And so if you consider Jesus, you will consider his word. And if you consider his word, you will have Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And somebody ought to say, I can't turn around. I come too far to turn around. I'm walking this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. And God didn't bring us this far to leave us. And see, it don't matter how much money you have in the bank, because it's going to take the same measure of faith. You're going to have to put your trust in God. See, people will promise you the world when their so-called ship comes in. You heard it. Well, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do it for you just as soon as my ship comes in. But it seems that for some reason, it never arrives. Why do they need a ship to come in or win big before they can bless you anyhow? Why is that? Why can't you just bless her? Some people would give a waiter or a waitress more than they'll give God. If God can't trust you with a little, then how in the world you think he's going to trust you with a lot? He can't trust you with much if he can't trust you with the little you may have now. It is a test for you right now. Yes, I hear what you said that you would do if you get it, but why come you can't share the little that you have now? If it's coming from your heart, if it's already in your heart, then you need to step out on faith. And when you do get more, remember the Bible said too much is given, much is required. And people can't fully have faith in God because of falling to reason. That's right. They do too much reasoning. Reason will stop you, but it won't stop God. Thank God. See, the dog barks at the train, but guess what? The train keeps on rolling. So your hold back may be your reasoning, may be your intellect. Some people just outsmart themselves, thinking everything in the natural when they're in need of a supernatural breakthrough. Somebody ought to cry out to the Lord, for your redemption draws near. And when Jesus was hanging there on the cross, he cried out to the Lord himself, cried out to his Father above. And so we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. And he's never, my mother said, he has never failed us yet. Oh, I can't turn around. No. I've come this far by faith. And so I just want to say to someone this morning, don't be discouraged. And I know people will cause discouragement on you. I know they will. I know sometimes people will act like they just don't believe in you. And you know, I say to people out here, the main thing people want from you is not anything in particular. What they really want from you is love and for you to believe in them. That's right. They don't want you to feel sorry for them. They want you to believe in them. And so too many people are walking discouraged now because someone had broken their heart because they just think that they're not good enough. Or they think that, yeah, it can happen. They marvel over what they see people do and dream of on TV. But for some reason, somebody they know, someone they can put their hand on, they think that your dream can't come true. See, God wants us to dream, and he gives us dreams. But guess what? He wants those dreams fulfilled. So don't be discouraged when trouble come your way. He'll bear all your burdens and turn your midnight into day. So do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming into the city seated on a donkey's coat. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist said, save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us prosperity and success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. And we say to all of you listening to us today, on behalf of True Community Church, we bless you from the house of the Lord. We come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We come to you now. We greet you. Hosanna. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Amazing grace. Oh, how sweet it sounds. It's still ringing in because it saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, sinking deep in sin and far from a peace for sure. But Jesus, God, saw fit to reach way down in the mark and clay, reach way down through history of past sins and failures. He reached way down until he caught me. Hallelujah. Caught my fallen soul. And I'm so glad he looked beyond all of my faults and saw my need. Oh, dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. How did we do it, preacher? By faith, leaning on the Lord. Oh, we come this far by faith. And I know if we trust him, He will provide. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to trust him this morning. Somebody ought to trust Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody this morning ought need to know him for yourself. Hallelujah. Somebody this morning ought to say, well, I saw the multitudes that went before, and they followed crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Is there one? Is there one this morning? Hallelujah. Right now, wanting to know Jesus. You need to know him for yourself. You need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Repeat after me. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, I accept your Son Jesus as my Lord and Savior, to be the Lord over my life, the Lord over my mind, body, and soul, to lead and guide me. I believe in him. I believe that he died on the cross. I believe that he was buried. And I believe in 3 days he arose. Hallelujah. With all power in his hand, and now sit on the right hand of God the Father. I believe by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said if you believe that and accept them in your heart, then ye shall be saved. Put a period right there, because Jesus on the cross, when he hung his head, he said, it is finished. Everything, your sins, past, present, and future, was nailed to the cross, and it was broken with the shedding of Jesus' blood. Somebody tell God, thank you, there's still power. Power in the blood of Jesus. Power in his name. Hallelujah. 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 There's power in the name. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath that blood and then lose all of the guilty stain. And now let's consecrate your elements. Lord Jesus, God, our Father in heaven, as we come to this communion table today, I kneel before you in grateful remembrance of what you did for us at Calvary's cross. We come in with a heart full of humble thanksgiving. Almighty God, hear us, O merciful Father, who of your tender mercy did give your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, who may thereby offer himself a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. We most humbly beseech you and grant that we, receiving these your elements of bread and wine as sacraments of communion, we pray now that they be anointed and consecrated according to your Son, your Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death, burial, and resurrection. May we be partakers of your most blessed body and blood. We proclaim Jesus' death until he come again. We confess Jesus as the Son of God, as our Lord and Savior, the one who died on Calvary's cross and on the third day arose and ascended back into heaven. We ask that you will cleanse us from all our wrongdoings and any self-centered thoughts about our own self and lifestyle and not consecrating. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will cleanse us from just thinking about ourselves, and forgive us of sin, and grant that we may hereafter serve and please you in the newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now take your bread. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed on his way to a cross, to pay the price of the same people who were betraying him. But Jesus met with them, and when he gave thanks, he took the bread and he broke a piece off, and he said, listen, take, eat, this is my body, which is going to be crucified for you, given for this new agreement or this new covenant testament. Take, eat, do this in remembrance remembrance of me. So today we take the bread to proclaim the victory of the covenant and the Lord's death on the cross. Take your bread and eat it. And then, in the same manner, then he took the cup. And when he drunk some from it, and then he passed around, he said, listen, this is the cup of the new covenant or the new testament in my blood. Drink this. Do this, and as often, whenever you do it, every day, every week, whenever you want to do it, do this at home, church, as often as you partake of this communion, do it in remembrance of me, and remember, you're drinking this cup for the remission of sin. It's symbolic. We take the wine as the cup of the new covenant for forgiveness of our sins with the remission of sins. Because the scripture says without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That's why they had to keep bringing animals to the temple as a sacrifice and an offering, and animals were slaughtered because there had to be some blood shed to remission or to forgive people of the sin. And God said, you know what, time out for all of that. I'm going to send one more lamb as a sacrificial lamb for all mankind on this earth. And he is going to be the only one. He's going to be without blemish. He's going to be perfect, no sin. And he's going to pay the ultimate price. There has to be no more shedding of blood just to be remitted or forgiven of sin. And so he sent Jesus, his son, as the lamb. That's why he's called the Lamb of God. And the sacrificial lamb shed the blood. Where? On the cross. And that sealed the deal of a new contract. Paid off the old debt of mankind's sin. And now we benefit as heirs and joint heirs of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Started at the cross. So it closes out. Says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you're believing, you're proclaiming, you are accepting, and you are showing the world that you believe in the Lord's death until he comes. Well, let me give you the benediction. I now, in the name of Jesus, apply the blood of Jesus over your life, your mind, body, and soul, and over anything that you're offering and giving and trusting God with. And I pray right now that you are blessed and beyond measure, and whatever you give will return back to you a thousand times return and keep turning a hundredfold over and over. Fill your barns with plenty. Hallelujah, that you shall be in good health and do prosper. In Jesus' name, receive it by faith. Amen. Amen. Well, join us next Sunday. Don't miss it. Go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com. Or write to us at True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Silas City, North Carolina. And the zip code is 27344. True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, Twinkie Clark.
Speak through these lips of clay. Speak, Lord, have thine own way. Speak, Holy Ghost, I pray. Speak, oh Lord, have thine own way. That there
originally sung this song. My sister, Karen Clark Shears. Speak, Lord.
Speak, Holy Ghost.
Oh. I want to hear from you, Jesus.
Speak to my soul.
I can't move without you.
Speak, Holy Ghost.
I need to hear a word, hear a word.
Speak to my soul.
When you speak, the enemy knows he's trying to get out of the way.
Holy Ghost.
When you speak.
That's the sounds of those Clark sisters, and many of you are very familiar with Twinkie Clark, Dorinda Cole Clark, and the Clark sisters, and all of them right there together. And many of you remember that song, Holy Ghost? Oh, yeah. And you know it's nothing like that, right? How about Pastor Wilson? What a word, what a word, what a word on today. And I pray that many of you receive communion service on this Sunday, November the 5th, 2023, and you have already turned your clock back 1 hour. Please, if you haven't, you need to do so. You need to catch up, huh? Even though we are getting an extra hour and you haven't turned your clock back, oh my goodness, you're way ahead of us. Some of you looking forward to getting some more sleep, but you know, when you get that extra hour of sleep, you still want some more. Okay, well, look, to God be the glory. We've got more music coming your way, and once again, we want to thank Pastor Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. And what a day it is. Beautiful weather here in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina. All right, well, let's get back with more great gospel music here from the NFI studios. And this one right here, I played it last Sunday and got a request for it again on this Sunday. A Coat of Many Colors, and that reminds you about the story of Joseph. You remember that? Okay, well, here is Brandon, Mr. Brandon Lake, Coat of Many Colors.
Lying in a pit, but I'm walking the palace now.
place to palm my head. Show me who you are. With mercy and grace, I've been embraced like no other. I gave you my heart. To be your brothers, I know you understand. 'Cause I've got dreams that can seem to give me troubles. I ain't in a pit, but I'm walking the palace now. Once I was a beggar, now I live in a king's house. Because the blood is taking me. Why was the light to pull me from the dark? What was the crown you placed upon my head to show me who you are? With mercy and grace, I've been embraced like no other. I gave you my heart, you gave me a coat of many colors.
Fifteen minutes before the top of the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Brandon Lake, brand new music, Coat of Many Colors. Here's the late, great Howard Slim Hunt and the Supreme Angel. Good morning.
Tell that old devil this for me. He alone. He has risen from the dead. He I know the devil don't like that, but I want y'all to tell him I said, every knee, your knee, my knee, and you stand up and help me say, Jesus, yeah. I just want y'all to let the devil know we know tonight. Let him know that we know that. Point up at Jesus. tell him I said,
he has
when them evil spirits come into your home, you can run them out by just pleading the blood of Jesus. You can let them spirits know, I don't want you here. I don't want no spirit that ain't like Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. And you look at him and say, in the name of Jesus, 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 get out of here. I bound you. Cast you back to the pit where you can't come no more. And then just walk off with a smile on your face. Just walk off with a smile. Just begin to smile. Just begin to smile. Just begin to smile and just say,
He is Lord.
How many of you are back there? Can just raise your hand back there. I know you couldn't get down here, but I want to tell you, He is risen. He is risen. But I just want to tell you, young man, your knee, my knee, has got to bow. And
every
got to confess.
Yes, He is Lord. Look, we are right at 10 minutes before the top of the hour. The late, great Howard Slim Hunt. Here's brand new music from Divine Nature. This song is entitled Focus. Focus, focus, brothers and sisters.
I remember when I was lost and alone. I remember when love just knocked and walked out the door. Oh, I remember when I was too weak to fight. I remember the day.
gospel music at its best. What a time we've had this morning. Oh, what a time we've had. I'll be right back here next week, starting on Monday. So tune in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Coming up, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, True Vine Time Radio broadcast at 11:30 a.m. this morning. Here's the late, great Reverend James Cleveland as we leave you on this Sunday morning. God bless.
Have you got any rivers? That you see. Uncrossable. Have you any river or deep that you can't tunnel through? God, specializing in things that you think are impossible. He can do. Listen to me, Christian. Ask yourself the question. Have you ever been on your bed of affliction? And the doctor done all he could do. Oh, wonder if I got a witness for that. Have you any rivers might have trouble in your home? Might have confusion all around that seems like a mountain. Have you? Thank you, Jesus. Any mountain? Been struggling by yourself, but you can't seem to tunnel through. Then don't keep struggling all alone. Reach out and know that God specializes
can sing.
Hallelujah.
That we think impossible. And what I like about it, he can do.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on. Traditional music.